Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, Spectacular, the jobs report for the United States of America from mid-February to mid-March, coming in plus 916,000 jobs, 916. The markets are closed for the holiday. The markets will respond to this on Monday morning, but right now, to use the word accelerated is inadequate. This is a rocket ship. The Wall Street Journal reports in due time, U.S. employers added a seasonally adjusted 916,000 jobs, the best gain since August, the Labor Department said, and the unemployment rate, determined by a separate survey, fell to 6%, a pandemic low. Jim McTague, the longtime Washington editor for Barron's magazine, now the novelist Jim McTague, writing about a journalist in Washington, covering the news. Yes, what he knows about. He's published Follow the Leader. He's published Shake the Money Tree. The new novel, forthcoming, is no problem. But right now, Jim, there are no problems with employment. The economy is accelerating. There are big numbers for the expected GDP. There's good news in all directions, including the private hiring, reported separately from the U.S. government, said that in March, we added, from February to March, we added 517,000 private sector jobs. Mr. McTague, I take this all as good news, but I wait to talk to you. Is this all good news? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. I mean, on its face, it's good news. It's a bounce, a V-shaped recovery. I like to look at it as, the economy was a giant beanstalk. Somebody came in and chopped it down at the root. It's growing again at a rapid pace. The Atlanta Fed says GDP is growing at a fiery 6%. It hasn't reached its former height, but it won't take too long to get there if we could keep growing at this clip. So happy days are here again, assuming that people are getting their vaccines. I got my vaccine. I've talked to people who have gotten vaccines. It gives you a big psychological boost. It ignites the animal spirits. You want to get out. You want to spend. You want to have fun. You want to be part of the economy again. So that's what's happening. The numbers would actually be even better if we didn't have so much such a generous unemployment regime. I'm reading that people who have had unemployment for a full year, very generous unemployment benefits, rather than go back to work, would prefer to get paid to stay at home for maybe 6 months more at least. So the bottom line is that not only are there lots of jobs, but there are lots of jobs in good paying sectors like construction, manufacturing, associated engineering, which goes along with construction. Although most of the jobs were created in, the hospitality and leisure industry, which is among the lowest paying jobs. But the bright spot there is, for high school grads, they can support themselves.
We're looking at numbers that are routinely good. You mentioned the service sector, plus 437,000 private sector jobs. Jim, I've read anecdotes, that's all I have, about people staying away from work because they get an extra amount from their unemployment checks. Also, with those anecdotes comes the information that there are people, bartenders, waitresses, you understand, hospitality jobs, asking to be paid in cash, which suggests to me that they're getting double pay as unemployment and whatnot. But that will go away, Jim. What we're looking at here is people going back to work and the growth of the economy again. I want to concentrate on where those jobs are going. 49,000 to manufacturing, 83,000 to professional and business, 68,000 to education and health, 92,000 to trade, transportation, and utilities. Those are all America re-engaging. Now, we knew we were going to recover. We knew it would be fast. Is this faster than was expected, Jim, or is this about right on course?
It's much faster because it was, you know, the economists kept saying we will recover, but it depends almost entirely on the rollout of the vaccine. And, you remember listening to them say, the president saying, maybe June or July when everybody is vaccinated. Well, what we're seeing is that even with 30% of the population vaccinated, the animal spirits are released. So I think in the months ahead, we're going to see even better numbers than we see now if the geopolitical situation doesn't deteriorate, number one. And if, number two, if we see an uptick in virus cases and governors overreact and shut down the economy again, then we're going to have blood in the streets.
My memory is that the New York area is about 9% of the GDP, and it's not reengaged yet because the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, who's much in the news for the wrong thing, has held back New York City. There is, however, anecdote that office workers are being asked to return voluntarily in April this month and mandatorily in September. So that will reengage as well. Enough good news. I call on you, Mr. McTague, not for good news, but for where are the storm clouds? You mentioned geopolitical storm clouds. What about the stimulus package that just passed by the Democrats? What about the infrastructure package where Mr. Biden is trying to outspend FDR and LBJ combined? What about those? Are they dark clouds, or is that too far in the future?
Well, it is far in the future, but they are dark clouds because they're reckless. The numbers today indicate that the economy is doing just fine. It doesn't really need too much stimulus, because if you pour all that money into the economy, number one, you're going to create inflation. You're going to have too many dollars chasing too few goods. Number two, the O-Biden program, I call it, because Biden's advisors, 85% of them are holdovers from the Obama administration. So a lot of their ideas are bankrupt. They want to pour money into things like passenger rail transportation, which is really chauffeur service for wealthy people in the Washington-New York corridor. Rail transportation has never been profitable any place in the world. It's not self-sustaining. It's a welfare system. And it's like pouring money into Amish country to improve the horse and buggy industry. It's crazy. Biden has swallowed Elon Musk's pill that the battery car is the future. Maybe it will be, but it's too early to determine that. So he wants to spend billions on putting in electric recharging stations across the country. So he's essentially picking a winner in the car propulsion race. And, if he stays out of it, we may see hydrogen. We may see a new fuel concoction that burns green. You don't know, but he's foreclosing on all those possibilities. And just remember when Jimmy Carter was president and he bet on something called synthetic oil, and he poured taxpayer money into a synfuel plant and it went bust. I mean, and Biden has a record of pouring taxpayer money, millions of taxpayer money, into failing solar projects. So, he's to entrust our economy to the O'Biden crowd is to invite wasteful spending and a recessionary drag on our future.
My memory, however, is an economy that recovering this fast is going to push off a great deal of tax revenue to the federal government. Jim, can we bury them in so much incoming that they forget to spend? Is that possible? Can we get ahead of their spending by pushing this, what you'd have to say, tsunami of tax revenue into Biden's hands?
Yeah, it is possible because of checks and balances. I mean, the Democrats have a majority in Congress, but it's so slim, and there are moderate Democrats. And when you start pushing a stimulus bill and tax breaks, you're getting into local and regional politics, and the lobbyists come out of the woodwork because every interest group imaginable wants a piece of the pie. And that really slows things down. My own view is that there will be no tax increase of any kind during the Biden administration. He only has a year to enact one because, you know, when you get into 2023, the year before a general election, that's when Washington goes on another spending spree. So I see no tax increase and another spending spree in 2023, but it will be nowhere near the trillions they're suggesting now, because as you point out, the economy will be chugging along and spinning off revenues.
Spectacular jobs gains. Spectacular. Like Zero Mostel said in The Producers, when you got it, flaunt it, baby. You got it. Right now, America's got it. Jim McTague, longtime Barron's editor in Washington, now a novelist, writing a new book that I'm impatient for, The Adventures of a Journalist in Washington. My goodness. Jim, we didn't mention that the one category that seemed to have fallen behind growth was the one that you and I live in, information, minus 7,000. All those young journalists, Jim, are looking for work, and I hope they find it in the immediate growing of the American economy. Jim McTague, I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.